The Transition Planning Commission gathered ideas and inspiration for the new district through the grueling series of listening sessions.
We wanted to make sure that people in our community knew that this process was not just the 21 members at that table.
That's commission member and co-chair of the Community Engagement Committee, Kenya Bradshaw. Bradshaw says there's one group in the county whose comments really stood out.
Our students are much more thoughtful about this process than adults have been.
The student listening session was held in the auditorium at Colonial Middle School, and all night there was a single refrain.
Before making choices, include youth voices.
As you might expect from a group of mostly teenagers, there was discussion of uniforms and food. Sophomore Sophie Lorenzi remembers a lunch she ate at Central High School.
Well, I'm a vegetarian, so I don't eat any meat products. So I do remember the only options were French fries as my main course, a wilted corn on the cob, and fruit doused in corn syrup.
Bradshaw isn't sure there's much the commission can do about that. But other issues brought up by the students are central to what Bradshaw says the Planning Commission will be working on in the coming months. About halfway through the night, a junior, a skinny kid with braces and dressed in a suit and tie, stood up.
Good evening. My name is Justin J. Pearson, and I attend Mitchell High School.
Pearson is upset because his school has a limited selection of advanced placement courses. Now, for those of you no longer well-versed in the intricacies of high school curricula, advanced placement, or AP courses, are some of the highest level courses a high schooler can take. Some colleges give students college credit for these courses, and the most selective universities weigh them heavily when making their admissions decisions. Pearson School in South Memphis has two AP courses, whereas about 15 miles away, students at White Station High School can choose from a smorgasbord of more than 20 AP courses.
There is a lack of equity in the current system, so when you attend certain schools, like you attend White Station, means that your possibilities are higher than if you attend Westwood.
Pearson is not your typical high schooler. Already, he carries his very own business cards. The card reads simply, Academic, Athlete, and Advocate. So it was a bit of a surprise to me that he wasn't at White Station or one of the city's nine other optional high schools, which tend to have more AP courses. Pearson says he only recently moved back to Memphis from Virginia. It was an adjustment, and not just academically. Pearson thought Mitchell would be a better transition school for him because he knew people there.
The coach there, head coach, he's the best friend of my uncle for like the past 30 years. He knew me before I knew me, but it's a big difference. And hearing everywhere you go, oh, you should go to White Station, you should go to this. Well, instead of making schools optional, why don't you just make them equal and everyone have the same possibilities and potential so that I can go to Mitchell and be just as proud as if I go to White Station.
Plenty of adults at other listening sessions stood up and echoed Pearson's concerns. But there were also lots of adults who stood up and said they really liked these smaller, more rigorous programs like the city's optional program or the county's international baccalaureate program, and didn't want to see them disappear.
When you're hearing contradictory things, how do you reconcile that and make both people happy?
I think that that's the core of the work that we're having to do. It's never to diminish programs. I am so excited about this process. And what I really hope to see is that we're providing an educational system that every person in our county would be proud to send their child to.
The commission will have more details about how they'll accomplish that in June. For WKNO News, I'm Eleanor Boudreau.